The contents and composition of the human body have also been on the mind of commentator Susan Strait.
It's not the stomach we see everywhere now, not the innocuous soft abdomen or even the dimple of navel, the vestige of our infancy in need. What we see on girls and their mothers is not the stomach where our food lands, where undignified gastric breakdown and distribution occurs. We see the belly. We see sex. We see the shining rim of a cup, the allure of what's below. How did the belly become the new icon of sexual allure? In the 1840s, a well-turned ankle excited men, the lovely bone showing when the foot moved out from under the voluminous skirt. In the 1940s, the focus of sexual presence was shapely calves under stocking seams, a la Betty Grable. The 1950s were about sweater girls, which meant the bust. Maybe by now, big breasts have become so ordinary that allure has traveled south to the belly. Everyone shows off that skin, flattering or not. At Disneyland recently, my three daughters and I saw hundreds of bellies. We saw Paris Hilton, Christina Aguilera, Olsen twins types, blonde and preternaturally thin. We saw girls and women who were not Paris Hilton, but who still wore ultra-low-rise jeans and skirts the size of manila envelopes. Shining rims of skin marked with the delicate, silvery filigree of stretch marks, with the angry red of sunburn, with tattoos and elastic marks from where shorts rode up. I saw wanting and desire and the shrugs of defiance. Who cares if it trembles when I walk? I'm still sexy. Some women my age had stomachs hung over their belts the way men's beer bellies do when their shirts ride up unexpectedly. Some women had obviously done Pilates and thousands of sit-ups and wore low-rise sweatpants with Juicy stenciled on their butts, just below the arrowhead-shaped end of their vertebrae. Do girls want their mothers wearing Juicy or Sweet across their butts, and dolphins or hearts rising from the nether regions? Daughters do not want to think about our nether regions, which is what the belly is all about. The swath of flesh between the hip bones, the groin itself, that is the actual repository of our species. Under that decorated skin is the receptacle of uterus and ovaries, the place where the baby will lie curled and waiting. And then the baby will grow into a child who certainly doesn't want to see her mother's belly or cleavage, high or low. Sometimes I study myself in my daughter's sunglasses. I wear Target capris and colorful tees and flat shoes. I have a soft stomach because babies were in there. Hundreds of girls walked the asphalt trails of Disneyland that day, their trembling too pale bellies, their fake tattoos peeling off from lower spines, or their elaborate real tattoos pointing the way into their jeans toward goodies they may not fully understand. And I thought, even though the belly is not what I'm used to, I know you. Hip bones like little faces poking through your skin, the delicacy of that belly skin, the elasticity that will allow you to become me someday. Someday when you are ready for flaws and scars, resignation and knowledge and a little pride.
Susan Strait, her novels include High Wire Moon and Blacker Than a Thousand Midnights.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.